Welcome to Return to Life, weekly inspirational and empowering conversations on a variety of topics regarding everything health, wellness, meditation, and movement, guiding you to discover the peace that resides inside of you and help you live a balanced and blissful life. It's time to return to life. Here's your host, inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach, Pam Butler.
Good morning and welcome to Return to Life on Vivid Life Radio. I'm Pam Butler. The title of our show today is Healthy, Sexy, and Strong. Now, who doesn't want that? Sign me up, please. With the holidays upon us, the New Year's always presents an ideal time to introduce some new habits into our lives. My guest today will provide some great tools to help you to look younger and feel younger. My guest is Tanka. She is the founder of Pro Pilates Method. Tanka has dedicated her life to transforming bodies and changing lives, regardless of the person's age, physical, or emotional limitations. Her broad knowledge of the body and the dissection of how the body moves and functions inspired her to open her studio, Pro Pilates, in 2000. This pioneering concept for a complete holistic lifestyle approach to anti-aging, health, nutrition, and fitness evolved into the Pro Pilates Lifestyle Solution. The program is designed to produce fast results in a very short period of time and is safe for every body type. Her concept is no pain, more gain, which is something that I love because, unfortunately, in our society today, it's always no pain, no gain. So she's saying no pain, more gain, with no impact on the joints. That is the ultimate anti-aging exercise. So I'm happy this morning to have Tanka on the show. She has been a friend of mine for over 15 years. She has changed and transformed my life. So welcome, Tanka. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Hi, Pam. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Good. Well, I know you have a busy day and a busy schedule, so thank you for taking the time to share your wisdom with us today.
Absolutely. I'm delighted.
So first, let's turn back the hands of time before you opened up your studio. Let's talk a little bit about what life was like for you and that period of time, maybe where life presented itself, where health wasn't a priority in your life.
Well, it's really, really interesting because I don't even remember my life before Pro Pilates, but it's been that long. It's been 18 years, Pam, so it's been just like a long journey for me. But what is really, really amazing is, you know, how we evolve and, you know, by looking where I'm today and just kind of like looking where I was before. I mean, I've always been active. I always played sports at school, and I'm originally from Bulgaria, so our lifestyle is a little bit different. Our nutrition is different, very, very active lifestyle. So, you know, to answer your question, I don't think that I've ever been unhealthy, but I don't think I have been, you know, so tuned into my health like I am today. And
right.
I'm sure I'm going to continue to develop and I'm going to continue to grow and get even better. You know, I mean, we all had different beliefs at one point that, you know, it was okay to have dairy, you know, it was okay to have gluten, you know, occasionally having sugar is not that bad for you. And now we know that, you know, any of the above are really, really inflammatory to the body and they create a lot of dysfunction. So this is kind of like where my evolution started to happen, and this is where I progressed just from, you know, being a healthy person to really knowing and understanding how the human body works and how to apply all of this health benefits and how to preserve the body and how to preserve my health.
Right. And I think, you know, having known you for those 18 years, the thing that has really stuck out in my mind and that I respect so much in you is that, you know, you're not only constantly changing and evolving in your own life, but you're constantly changing and evolving with your practice and with your coaching. And I love this quote that you have said, good health is a lifestyle that is constantly changing, a dynamic entity that involves nutrition, stress management, good sleep habits, and exercise. Together, these make for a beautiful body and a beautiful mind. And I know, Tonka, 18 years ago, that might not have been your mantra. So it's really
right.
Cool to see the evolution in your own life and how you're bringing that into the world. So how do you constantly keep up? What's your secret to this evolution?
Well, I think we all are, you know, good at certain things, and I was fortunate enough to find what I'm good at and to focus on developing that. And what I do in my personal life it flows into my professional life is that I always stay true to what motivates me. And this is kind of like one of the secrets that I always stay aligned. I stay aligned with me personally, what intrigues me, what motivates me, what drives me forward, and I bring that to my business and I bring that to my clients and to the people that I work with. So that perfect alignment is what drives everything forward. And no matter how difficult it is sometimes to stay aligned, I never compromise with that. Because the moment you compromise, you break. You break that connection between you as a person, as being centered in the truth of who you really are and what you present out to the universe and what you present out with what you do. So I think
that's not always an easy, you know, I think, again, you're the exception, not the rule in society. I mean, you are a very structured and well-disciplined person, but for some of us, and you know me, I've kind of fallen on and off the wagon over the years, and I know other people, you know, with their eating habits or with their exercise regime. Are there any, you know, any tools or things that you can recommend for people to stay, you know, keep moving forward? And if you do fall back, how do you get yourself back up?
Well, the thing about falling back, I mean, obviously everyone has those moments. And
right.
The one thing that you have to always remember that every day is a new beginning. So if you feel that, okay, you know, yesterday I had a glass of wine or I had something I should have not eaten, you know, remember, tomorrow is a new day. As long as you stay disciplined and you say, no, I've had enough, I'm not doing this again, and you stay disciplined, there is no wrongdoing here. The problem is
right.
When we let go for a long period of time. That's when it becomes
so,
really, really difficult to get back.
Yeah, I mean, once you get off,
exactly.
You get off, you know, that path, it is a lot harder to take the steps forward. But I think the new year is always an excellent time for people
always.
To begin the new habits and begin the new lifestyle. But let's just hold that thought for 1 second. We're going to go take a break right now, Tonka. And we're going to talk a little bit more when we come back from the break about this forward movement and, you know, helping to establish some great routines and some great habits for the new year. So just stay tuned.
Yes.
We'll be back shortly.
Perfect.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Hi, welcome back to Return to Life. I'm Pam Butler, and I'm here with my good friend Tonka. Now, Tonka, so that I don't butcher your last name, how do you say your last name properly?
Yes, my last name is Qashqaish.
Qashqaish.
Yes, it is Portuguese.
Okay,
I definitely
would have butchered that without your help, so thank you. So before the break, we were talking about, you know, lifestyles and patterns. And, you know, I've always kind of found I have this rule of thumb called yum or yuck. So just kind of taking time each day, whether it be an emotional issue or maybe a physical ailment, and just checking in with yourself, becoming mindful with your body and saying, you know, is the food that I'm eating or is the exercise or lack of exercise I'm doing making me feel yum or making me feel yuck? And if it feels yuck, okay, then what are the steps I'm going to take to move forward in that? So I'd like you to talk a little bit about integrating it into lifestyle and maybe talking a little bit about Tonka's toolbox and what you have to share with us.
Yes. Well, to me, health is a lifestyle. And as you said earlier, there is no separation between you, your body, your mind, your health. Everything is one piece. And this is where I always start with the most important, which is the relationship of you with you. And you have to make sure that you align with yourself. And that relationship, you loving yourself, comes first. Because if that relationship is not there, health doesn't exist anymore. And a lot of people today exercise not because they love their bodies, but because they hate their bodies.
That is such a good point right there. Yeah.
Yes, because a lot of times people come to me and they're like, oh, I hate the way this looks and I want to fix this. And I'm like, how about loving the way you are and just allowing your body to be and applying exercise to that? So I think that's the first step. You have to create that relationship with yourself. You have to love yourself. Once you do that, health becomes a breeze. Choosing your food becomes a breeze, because if you know what your food does to your body, and it harms your body, if you love yourself, you'll never touch it. If you know
so
what that type of problem is.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the food component, because I know that's really a big push for you right now. And, you know, unfortunately, in our society today, we are a society on the go, on the run, and those quick, healthy options that are available to us are not necessarily healthy. So how do you, you know, you're one of the busiest people on the planet. How do you maintain that healthy nutrition?
Yes. I mean, to me, nutrition comes first. I mean, I can change somebody's body just with nutrition without doing a single exercise. I cannot change somebody's body through exercise without addressing the nutrition.
I've heard a good quote on that. You can't out-exercise a good diet.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I'm sorry about that. You can't out-exercise a bad diet.
I totally agree with that. So to me, nutrition comes first, because if I don't nutrition my body properly, I cannot do what I do on a daily basis. If I don't stay focused on having my breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning, which usually is eggs and avocados, spinach, and having a snack 2 or 3 hours later, having lunch, you know, around 1:30, having another snack 2 or 3 hours later, and then having dinner, I cannot sustain my activities. And I think this is where a lot of people get in trouble. They do not feed their activities, they feed their emotions. And once you recognize that, I think that paradigm shifts and you start making different choices. And along with respecting yourself and your body, the nutrition, if you focus on the nutrition from that perspective, I mean, it's powerful.
And how do you suggest, you know, what are some guidelines that you suggest for our listeners for, you know, being able to pick up some healthy eating habits? Again, it's not easy because it's not easily accessible to us. So, you know, do you prepare your own meals, or are you still able to go out and find good options?
Yes. I mean, I do prepare meals. I usually on Sunday, I do prepare meals for a couple of days, but of course that's just for a couple of days. To be honest with you, during the week, I don't have time to cook. So
right. This
is where, you know, there is a couple of places here that are close to me that I stop by and pick up food, like the Green Barn Kitchen, Fresh First. There is healthy options there that I can grab and go. And if I'm on the rush and I don't have an option, you know, to eat, a lot of times I reach and grab cold cuts, you know, the Applegate, the organic chicken breast, you know, that's
really a, okay. Yeah.
It's a great way to snack. My point is I never ever go more than 2.5 hours without food. The moment I pass that threshold, I would eat everything that's in front of me. So I know myself. I know exactly what happens to my body. So I do not let myself pass that threshold. So that is my advice to the listeners. Do not let yourself get hungry to a point that you eat anything that's in front of you. I have this scale that I have in my mind, in my brain, which is from 1 to 10. I never let myself get past 5 on hunger level. Okay? If I pass 5 on hunger level, I will be eating junk. So that is kind of like my strategy there.
Right. Okay. So you've got the loving yourself first, and now the nutrition component. How about the exercise component?
Very important component. Remember, you exercise because you love your body, not because you hate your body. When you exercise from a loving point, everything changes. You don't want to hurt your body. You don't want to damage your body. You don't want to injure yourself. You pick your activities very wisely. And I'm not saying don't work out. I mean, you know how hard I push.
Right.
You know how hard I work out.
And sometimes I actually am not saying nice things about you in my mind. That's okay.
Welcome to my world, you and everybody else. But remember, you cannot hurt your body. Because you're stuck with your body for the rest of your life. And unfortunately, the spare parts are not better than the original. And at this point, you cannot damage your body. You cannot get injured. So this is where exercise becomes medicine. This is where you choose your activities to strengthen your body, not to destroy your body. So less is more, and no pain, more gain.
I love that quote, Tonka. I said that in the intro, and that really strikes a chord with me because, unfortunately, again, our society is just, you know, no pain, no gain, and it's push harder and do harder. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, some of us, as we've gotten older, now we're feeling, you know, we're feeling that physically, you know, the years of the pounding. So, you know, do you have some suggestions on how to kind of tune into your body and guide it into the right exercise regime?
Sure. What you have to always remember is that the strength that you're gaining now will count 10, 15, 20 years from now. Because I see people now that are in their 70s and 80s that cannot walk, that there is really not much I can do for their health right now. So this is where the anti-aging aspect of exercise comes to play. This is where we have to start thinking of, you know, bone density benefits. We have to start thinking of joint stability benefits. We have to start thinking of, you know, health benefits like cholesterol levels, like sugar level, blood sugar levels. You know, all of this we have to take into consideration and, you know, really, really focus on exercise from that perspective. So if people choose to run, okay, there is nothing wrong with running. The question is running the activity for your body? Are you strong enough to handle running? Because if the answer to that is no, you are going to get hurt or you're not going to get the health benefits that you desire. Why would you waste your time with activity that, first of all, is going to injure you, and second of all, it's not going to give you the health benefits that you want? Okay?
Right.
So doing the wrong activity is a huge issue in this society because everybody is so stuck with those, mind over matter, let's go burn calories. All
right.
it is a license to go and eat junk food. And I see it on a daily basis with many clients, you know, who come with permanent injuries that I literally have no control to change or fix because the injury is already there.
Right.
The other thing also the listeners have to remember is that the longer it takes for an injury to happen, the more irreversible it becomes. So if you're a runner for 15 years and the cartilage in your knee, in your knees is gone, there is no way for me to reverse that. So we have to start thinking really, really from a whole different perspective. How are we strengthening the body? And, I mean, I have to tell you, I love the way I look. I feel amazing, and I exercise 3 times a week, and I feel great. I do not kill myself, but I exercise very strategically, and that's what I do with my clients.
Yeah, I think that's so important, and particularly as we do get older, to just – you know, really be mindful with the activities that we're choosing. I'd like to try to move on now to the component on the wheel of the mind, you know, because we all know that, you know, to live a healthy, holistic lifestyle, it includes the mind component as well. So can you share a little bit of your thoughts about integrating that into the day?
To me, the body and the mind is one. There is no separation between the two. So, you know, there is constant communication between mind and body, constant communication. What we experience emotionally happens physically first. So think about this. If I have a poor nutrition or I exercise too hard, my chemistry changes. So if I experience everything physically before I experience it emotionally, what is it going to do to my mind? It's going to affect the way I feel. It's going to affect my thought processing. It's going to affect how I perceive the world. It's going to affect how I treat others. So everything starts to change. So to me, there is really no separation between mind and body. And I know from your perspective, it's probably a little bit different, but I address the mind through the physical body. And that's how I actually evolve the body and I evolve the mind. We do a lot of work with anti-gravity, which I absolutely love, which is a suspension fitness.
Right.
And a lot of that work is really experiencing the body in 3 dimensions. And that's where that awareness of mind and body connection is so strong. So I incorporate a lot of that in my work. But the mindset is so important. It's so important.
So I like to tell, you know, I like to tell my students, you know, the conversations that we're having with ourselves, that self-talk, you know, keeping that self-talk strong, like our physical body, because every conversation we're having in our mind, every single cell in our body is eavesdropping in on that. So I think, you know, incorporating the daily affirmations, I am strong, I am powerful, I can do this. You know, it's not so much mind over matter, but it's having those positive conversations with yourself that you are capable, because we're, unfortunately, as human beings, we tend to focus on what's wrong in our life. We tend to focus on what's going wrong in our lives rather than what's going right. So, you know, I tell my students, and I have right on my kitchen counter, a gratitude jar. So, you know, being grateful for the things in your life, so that you can keep that forward momentum and that forward movement of, I do have positive things in my life. You know, I think that's an important part for our listeners, too, to keep reminding yourself, you know, when you're feeling down or feeling negative, what am I grateful for today? It's amazing how that can shift your mind talk.
Well, you know, I will go back to, again, to that point that we talked about earlier, about allowing yourself to center, being centered in the truth of who you are, and being able to align yourself with the things that you do. So to me, if you feel those negative thoughts, you're not aligned. To me,
right.
If you feel that you're not strong or you feel that you're not happy, to me, that means that you're not centered in the truth of who you are, and you need to find that truth. a lot of times people do those affirmations, but they don't get to the bottom of what really is causing that. So this is why what I do with my clients is we go on a journey. We go on a journey and we discover exactly who they are, and then we start aligning who they are with what's happening in their life. And anything and everything that is not aligned with their beliefs, with their core values, with who they are, they have to remove. And that is the only way to really find happiness and positivity in your life. Until you reach that point, you know, I feel that no matter what you try to convince yourself in, it's not going to happen. It's not going to work.
All right. Okay. Well, that's I think that's really great, important advice, and it's great that you have, you know, a game plan in place with, you know, with the clients, with the students that you do have. Unfortunately, Tanka, our show is coming to a close. I'd love to have you back again because you have so
yes.
much to share with us. And and I think to kick off the new year, too, you'd be a great guest to have back. So thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today. I am definitely ready to be healthy, sexy, and strong in 2016.
Let's do it. I love it.
Let's do it. So you can learn more about Tanka and her amazing programs on her website, www.propilates.com. You can also follow her inspirational posts on Instagram. She's at Tanka, T-O-N-K-A, underscore, and then her last name is spelled C-A-S-C-A-I-S. She's also on Twitter at pro_Pilates. So thanks again, Tanka. You can also visit my website, returntolife.com. I have some upcoming cool free stuff I'll be releasing for the new year, so stay tuned. I'm upgrading my website. For now, this is Pam Butler. Thank you for listening to Return to Life today on Vivid Life Radio. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. As we all know, stress has become an epidemic in our society, contributing to more diseases in our bodies. Listen each week as Pam shares easy and practical information and tools to connect your mind, body, and spirit, and return to a life that is more balanced and blissful than ever before. What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.